Welcome to the Prison and Sober podcast with your hosts, Sam Goldfinch and Ellie Crow. If you want to make your life bigger, not smaller, then this is the podcast for you. If you can sense that you're destined for more and you're curious about how drinking could be holding you back, listen in and come on this journey with us. Through the interplay of mind and body practices, we will help you elevate your daily life and discover the wonder and potential of going alcohol free. Let's make life bigger together.
Get down tonight. It is Tuesday. Present and sober. We're here for all of it.
Not fucking about it. Tuesday, present. No unnecessary words.
No niceties.
Yeah.
But thanks for being here. We appreciate you.
Enjoy life. Stop. See you later. That's it.
Au revoir. We've got a review, Mr. Sam. Oh. This is one
have
of my favorite.
Got one, or is the podcast? Are they reviewing us or the podcast?
Because it's kind both. Of different. Both. Right. This prick your ears up. This is a biggie. Right. Its title is "Love, Present and Sober." 3 stars.
Oh well, you know, there's some pretty good 3-star hotels out there that I love.
This podcast is solid gold, but it's only worth 3 stars. I discovered it recently and it quickly became a staple I look forward to on my alcohol-free journey. Today, I went back to episodes 65 and 66 on expectations and intentions.
Oh, yeah.
Once again, Sam and Ellie, in their intelligent, straightforward and humorous style, have taken something I thought I knew and provided rich insight into how I can make it a habit of my heart to lead me into the life I want to live. Exclamation mark. Thank you, Salmonelli. Y'all hit it out of the park again. What can you say to that?
This is me dropping my mic. Actually, my mechanical pencil.
My mechanical pencil.
Bloody love mechanical pencil.
Thanks. Oh, and I should say this is from Terry VDP. Thanks, Terry.
Cheers, bud. Oh, that's amazing. That means a lot. Yeah. Yeah, we got a wonderful, it's so lovely because we have a wonderful amount of reviews, which is really, really lovely. And, you know, it's the way that people find the podcast and stuff. So if anyone's got a minute today to just go and write a one-liner, try and make it funny, then...
Try and not accidentally hit 3 stars. you get the full five.
You got to hit 5. But we'd love you. We'd love you whatever. yeah. Awesome. Thanks, mate. I always forget that, and it's lovely to look at. I mean, I don't forget to look at them, but I always forget to read them out. So,
well, we've been busy, mate. We've been busy.
Yeah, we have.
Right. Spring has sprung. Daffs are out. Little spring chicks and lambs are on the way. Easter eggs have been in the supermarket since Boxing Day.
Yeah, that is mental. How it's like basically like the moment it ends, the next thing just like quite, it just appears, doesn't it? You have to do Halloween, straight to Christmas, straight to Easter. What's after that?
After Easter?
Yeah.
I don't know. I was too busy thinking in my head. It's...
Barbecues. Straight to barbecues.
Barbecues, yeah. The garden summer. Furniture. It's all wrong. Do you remember that?
no one else will, though, so they'll think you've lost your mind, which is fine by me. Right, so we're going to talk about springing into action, or some kind of cheesy title. Maybe it'll be different when it comes to release it. But yeah, spring. It's a wonderful time of year, and we were chatting. It is quite a nice metaphor, isn't it? You know, of new beginnings and you know starting afresh and the spring clean and all that kind of stuff. And in a way, if you reflect back on life, that's absolutely for me what going alcohol free felt like. Like the ultimate spring clean.
the ultimate spring clean.
Yeah, and it was it definitely got messy before it got cleaner, right? So that's okay. But just as a metaphor for how we approach things, I think it's nice to nod and just think, yeah, we do go through these kind of dark months. We do go through these difficult times, but different seasons, different feelings, all that kind of stuff.
I think that's one of your best moments, the ultimate spring clean. It is. Fucking love that.
You know what? This is weird. Do you know what I thought of? This is weird. For some strange reason, when you said that, I thought about that bit in The Labyrinth, you know, that David Bowie movie
Oh,
where his
God, yeah.
codpiece just keeps getting bigger the whole way through. Who knows why?
It's
One
his
of my
badger.
favorite movies of all time. I think it might be a bit, I'm not sure it's so fully okay. I'm not sure, but great songs. There's a bit where there's like a weird machine that's like going through the tunnels trying to get them. Do you remember? It's like cleaning the tunnels, like this big weird thing. This is completely off-piste. So I think I might have just shat all over one of my best moments by losing my mind. Are you okay? What are you doing?
I'm getting cold, so I'm getting my Nana blanket out for my legs.
Oh, right. I thought you were like, I don't know what you were doing. Yeah, anyway, the ultimate spring clean.
What was the labyrinth link then?
Oh God, you've missed it now. Let's skate over it like it never happened.
See if you can edit that bit out.
I'll be leaving that in.
Right, just.
I just edit your bits out, not mine.
Well, it is a massive spring clean, isn't it? Massive spring clean, a massive clean out. I mean, to rid yourself of something like booze. I mean, it's like I can't think of many better things that you could do for your body,
Oh,
your
no doubt.
health, your longevity, your health span. It's incredible.
Yeah, that's it. And like, I love that. I know we spoke about it before, but lots of people talk about lifespan, but health span, how you feel, you know, for as long as we're all here is just as important as long as we're here, right? So yeah, I love that. And I think I really like finding time this time of year to just go and kind of notice what's happening, because it's kind of cool. You can kind of go for a walk one day and you walk around,
Oh my
and then
God,
you go for a walk the next day or something, and like
it's fucking
there's things
mental.
that are green that weren't green, right? It's great.
There's this big the theme of Convo at the moment is, have you seen the daffodils? Daffodils are out already. It's a bit early, isn't it? It's a bit early. Everyone getting all judgy about the daffodils coming out early. But the daffodils are just doing their thing. I was driving
They
yesterday.
are bastards, though, aren't they? Daffodils. Fucking always coming out early
Was
and.
coming out at the wrong time. I was driving yesterday between gymnastics and football and
Why didn't you just, I mean, you should have just gymnasticked from one to the other, like backflipped all the way there.
well, it's
I
quite a
didn't know
long
you
backflip.
played football.
Was little Noe. She was in
Oh,
front of yesterday. She was
love
in
it.
goal. She's in goal, stood with her hands in her pockets. I'm going, Noe, Noe, get your hands out.
Didn't need
I'm
a
going,
hand, did she?
stand like this. Take up some space. Standing there with her hands in her pockets. Look around.
I got an image of, she wasn't wearing, I got an image of her in dungarees. She wasn't wearing dungarees, was
Wasn't
she?
wearing dungarees. No, she just had her hands in her pockets.
Yeah.
And the kids that she's playing with, she's the only girl. And the kids are all much older than her. And these lads are like smacking the ball. I'm thinking, oh shit, she's going to get like whacked in the face in a minute. And she let a few in, bless her. And then afterwards she said, Mummy, I didn't save any goals. I said, you did, my love. You did. You did really well. Bless you. So yes, yeah, little Noe playing football. But she
Epic.
wasn't in the car with me because her little friend, who's called Fergus, how cute is that? So Fergus's mum took Noah to football. So I was in the car on my own. And I had one of those moments of exactly what you just described, noticing. Because I wasn't trying to entertain Noah in the background. I was just noticing. And the blossom was coming out in the trees. And I was just caught in like, how beautiful. How beautiful. And just soaking it all in. And this time of year is super, super rich for noticing this. I was about to say noticing this kind of shit.
Yeah, that goes. That works. Yeah, and it's yeah. Both in terms of what's going on in nature and in terms of what's going on for us, you know, we find certain things naturally kind of falling away this time of year and things naturally starting up as well. And that's great. I think nature's a really great teacher, because it's not really making a problem out of any of that stuff. It's just, ah, now I'm growing again or whatever. And yeah, so I think we just suddenly feel more active, maybe. Perhaps we feel like we want to go out more, maybe not. I don't know. Like, we're all different. Like, there's no right or wrong with this stuff. But I tend to find that I mean, one thing I really look forward to is sort of like evening walks. The night's getting longer, and there'll be people listening in who are close to the equator that are like, yeah, it's just the same all the time, Sam. But for anybody who's, you know, further north or south or whatever, yeah, like it's cool. It's nice to have those longer nights and stuff.
Yeah, because our little Aussie friends are going to be going the other way, the other direction, aren't they?
And yeah, they're always going against the grain, aren't they? Bloody Aussies.
Mm.
Yeah, they will. They'll be going.
Here's a question for you. Do you know how many United Kingdoms can fit into Australia, Sam?
I think I know how many can go into California, which is not the same question, is it?
No.
But can I guess?
Yeah, please do. Take your time. We're recording a podcast, but it's fine. Right.
Give me a minute. Hang on. 43.
Oh, not too bad, Mr. Sam. 33.
Hey. Well, I knew that when I was in Perth, well, I wasn't really in Perth. I was staying close to there, fucking hours away, but close, like a trip to the shops when you live in Australia. I drove from Perth to Melbourne, which is like all through the Nullarbor Desert. And it's the equivalent distance of driving from London to Moscow, I think. So I was like, well,
shit,
if it's that far,
oh my fucking
God. How many
of
these fit in? I know,
mental.
It's crazy, isn't it?
There's a guy I've obviously still got my other business that's out there, and there's a guy that used to run all of my logistics and warehousing and stuff, and he would have visitors come over on the regular from different parts of Europe. And this lady came over, and she did like had whatever meetings that morning and whatever. She said, oh, what are you going to do later? She went, oh, well, might pop over to Uluru. She's in fucking Sydney.
Yeah.
Okay, so he got out a special. He made a special diagram that was Australia, and then there was the picture next to it was Australia with all of America in it.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's a big place. I mean, it takes bloody 3.5 hours to fly from one side to the other or whatever. Mad, isn't it? There you go. Ah,
oh. Hang on. Maybe it wasn't all of America in it. Maybe it was all of Europe in it. Anyway,
I mean, America's pretty bloody massive as well, isn't it? I don't know. I'd have to. I don't know. You've been giving me some geography lessons in the Facebook group recently, haven't you?
I have. Yeah. Very, very accurate.
Very accurate. Highly detailed, inoffensive geography lessons. People, if anyone's intrigued, who doesn't know what we're on about, you'll have to join the Facebook group.
Join the Facebook group and go and have a geography lesson with Mr. Sam.
Yeehaw! Right. Where were we up to?
I'm now trying to remember what the bit was for Canada.
I can't remember now. But do you know what? One thing that does occur to me, though, one thing I like to do at this time of year, which is just something I like to do, just throwing it in there for something, is plan in camping trips and stuff like that across spring and summer. Because otherwise, I find that life just kicks in and shit just gets caught up and it doesn't happen. So at this time of year, I think it can be a nice time to look ahead a little bit. Get some things in the calendar, because I'm always like, every year me and Rob are like, yeah, we'll go camping like 15 times this year. Yeah, and then we go go twice because shit happens and life gets in the way.
You need to dust off your dustpan and brush ready for your camping trips.
Yeah, maybe. I got a really good dustbuster now, although it's not even a dustbuster. That's great.
What is it then?
I don't know. It's a mini Hoover, but it's just not called the dust. But I mean,
oh, sorry, you're trying not to promote. Yeah, other dust busting machines are available.
Yeah, I mean, we're not sponsored by dust, but I mean, we don't get any. Yeah, yeah. Can you imagine? We've decided. We've been spending ages trying to find the right thing. Decided to get sponsored by Dustbuster.
Buy your dustbuster now. Yes. Oh, God, my back's just gone. Oh. That's a sign from the universe.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We also sell deep heat. Relief for your lower back. The last 2 minutes of the podcast have been sponsored. They haven't, to be honest with you. Basically, this is why no one sponsors us, because they just get random free sponsorship anyway. Like, there's fucking thousands of people buying dustbusters now because Sam cleans his tent with one. I don't, by the way. I use a dustpan and brush, which is why Ellie's mocking me. But to anyone out there who likes to stay clean, cleanliness is next to godliness, let's be clear, get yourself a dustpan and brush and take it camping with you, And then you can use it to get the mud and everything out your tent. Because if you don't...
Does it go in your sleeping bag? And
well, I mean, hopefully not. If you've got like a awning lounge area, you can at least prevent it from going into your bedroom, can't you? But you need that. You also need it if you forget to put the ground sheet on, like I always do. You need it to potentially brush, kindly brush the snails and stuff off the bottom of your tent before you leave, don't you?
Oh, well, that was really sweet, Sam. Kindly brush the snails off.
Oh, yeah.
Kindly.
So there we go. Just plan some shit in.
So plan some camping trips. Yep. My top tip at the minute is to embrace the natural flow of things. Like I was thinking the other day about how I think it partly because of the mornings becoming a little bit lighter and the evenings becoming a little bit lighter, naturally my practices shift. And not that long ago, you know, a few years ago, I was quite rigid with like, oh no, but this is how I practice. And so I think it's a nice opportunity to invite in whatever's going to come in, shift to your whatever you're doing up a little bit. Like you said something about walking, like getting out on walks, and it's just like it's an invitation to a different way of being, I think, because winter's very like hunker down, hibernate, and there's now like this emergence, this more like one of the things I'm really looking forward to is when it's warm enough, I can fling the doors open on a morning and go and practice yoga outside as opposed to inside in the dark.
Nice.
So yeah, there's just little shifts, welcoming in the little shifts, because we're, you know, things aren't meant to stay the same, and the more easeful we can be with whatever makes sense, you know, it's just a lighter way of being, isn't it?
Yeah, and doing it now, because I mean, this is just it's a funny experience I've noticed before, which is really changing for me, which is beautiful, is that there's this funny thing that happened. I mean, this is maybe UK specific, maybe not, maybe other places too, where when where the holidays come, like the kids' holidays and everything, in the like the middle of summer, if you like, August, the nights are already kind of getting, they're not dark, of course, but they're kind of, we've already hit like the summer solstice on the 21st of June, right? So it's, which is kind of early, like we'll get a bout of warm weather and then we kind of often get a little bit more in the UK, and I mean, you know, everybody knows it's always bloody raining or whatever, but you know, we do have some good summers sometimes. And I think one thing that I like to remember is like it's already here, like at every time, every moment in the year, it's all magical, you know, but for my thinking, everything's magical. It doesn't matter if it's dark early or if it's dark late, it's all beautiful, it's all just fine, it's all just life doing its thing, the cosmos doing its thing. Only my judgments and story about it are ever going to get into conflict with that at the end of the day. And so, yeah, I always say to Rob, you know, let's do it then. What are we waiting for? Because the thing that I used to sometimes do was kind of wait around. This was a teacher thing as well. And I think it's quite common. I think I'm swallowing flies. Hang on.
Cool. Chewing on some extra protein.
Yeah. I actually did swallow a fly on a call a few weeks ago. Not today. I don't think so. Forgive me. Look, I'd be going, oh God, I can't wait for the summer holiday or whatever. And then when I get there, it'd be sort of like the end of July. I'd be like, oh, there was all these nights and all this kind of springtime and all this great weather. I kind of felt like it wasn't fully present for it. Well, it's all here right now, right? It's all here right now. Sure, maybe we've got stuff that we'd love to have happen. We've got all these kind of external goals that we either do or don't have. But if we've convinced ourselves that we need to wait until a point in time in order for us to experience joy or happiness or whatever, like that'll just play out, you know? So I think just whatever's happening on that day, like just open arms, welcome it, enjoy it, whatever. And yeah, I love it. I love it all. I had a really reflecting on Chris on like winter this year. It's been really amazing because I just didn't feel as much of the like oh, well, at this time of year, like I, you know, get a bit of the malaise and, you know, all this kind of stuff. I kind of, a lot of that had fallen away for me, right? And that had been very real for me for a lot of years in my life. But I kind of see the more I start to understand that, you know, it's always, I can always access beautiful feelings, you know, but
Oh,
for my
yeah.
thinking, like it's okay. Like I have these, I love the spring, but if I've decided that I hate this at the winter, like I'm gonna, there's going to be an impact of that on my experience.
There's a guy I meet dog walking regularly, who's
Oh, yeah.
also got beagles, and so we have a beagle fest. And every time I saw him over the winter, I fucking hate the winter, ate it.
See?
When I moved to Australia, bloody ate it, and I'm like, I don't hate it. I think it's lovely. Rather it was kind of picturesque
People
with
are
snow
hilarious.
lodge.
Like, if you say to, if you don't respond in the way, because like people are trying to get you to buy into their reality tunnel. If you don't, it's really funny. Like what can happen? It's like, oh, I fucking hate the winter. It's like, oh, I quite like it these days. It's just like, oh, it's just kind of funny. Like, because I think there's this pull to often want to kind of fit in and to kind of agree with people. But I've started more and more often these days. I'm like, I'm not enrolling in that. No,
Yeah.
my friend. Get you back in yawning at me again.
Big one,
Absolute
that one.
shit show. Yeah. And I was saying something profound. And so now when I go to put the clips out there, this time round, I'm just zooming in on you and just putting an arrow saying something, saying something.
Sleep deprived mama. Actually, no, it's not entirely true. Sleep's actually pretty good at the minute.
So
Yeah.
what's the yawning about then? It must purely be coming from you not wanting to listen to me. Or a lack of oxygen.
Like what? Yeah, it could be that. Could be the fact that I've only gone and started dicing with bloody caffeine again, haven't I? Like a right idiot. Now getting headaches all the time.
Well, you are clearly very, very sensitive to it. If you're getting caffeine headaches from tea and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, top tips: go for a walk, get a dustpan and brush for your tent, book some tent trips. Don't drink caffeine. Stop drinking. It's really cool. Anything else I'll add to this
Twist.
episode?
Write us a review.
Make sure it's 5 stars.
Right, it's a funny review. All right, awesome. I think that's kind of short, potentially sweet, but that's okay, isn't it?
Well, you know what? I would like our little fans. Tell us what you are doing for spring, what you are springing forward with in the spring in the Facebook group. Because there'll be a bunch of ideas like going camping, taking a walk, like give one another some inspiration of some new things to try or some new things to resurrect. Now we're shifting into the lighter, hopefully warmer months.
Nice.
Change it
Unless
a
you're on
bit.
the other side of the planet, sorry, you'll have to listen
Yeah,
to this
sorry. Oh, God.
few months from now.
It's so awkward.
The Aussies. So, and the South Africans, those guys, what are they doing living in the other hemisphere? Fuck's sake. Mind you, to be fair, that's not true for everybody in Australia, is it?
What, that it's winter? Coming up to winter.
Yeah, it depends which bit you're on, doesn't
Which,
it? It's upsy downy, depending on if you're north, south, isn't it?
Upsy
That's right,
downsy.
isn't it? I haven't just made that up. I'm gonna sound like an absolute buffoon if that's not true, but I think that's true, isn't it?
What, the one parts?
When
I
the north
don't.
goes into the summer, go they're are they not?
No, I don't. I don't think there's like. I think pretty much the whole.
I've literally just made me sound like a buffoon. Hang on a minute.
Because it can't, like, it's not going to get cold up north, is it?
Well, yeah.
In.
Well, hang on. Oh,
This
God.
is a real
I mean,
life
it obviously
mime
is
geography
going to
lesson.
change at different times, isn't it? But anyhow, yeah, that's just me being an absolute idiot. I'll edit this bit out,
I'll
but
let this
I'll leave it
out.
in. It obviously changes at a different time, though. It's like it's obviously very different depending on the time of the year and like where you are, because Australia's fecking massive. Anyhow, right. Anything else to add?
No, just I think this is one of our best episodes, mate.
Yeah, I have a feeling that that might not be true, but you never know.
You never know. Well, we'll find out with the stats, won't we? Oh, and by the way, folks, we are... I keep saying we're kicking the arse of a million downloads. We really are. We've got far to go now. So,
as cool as that.
Share, listen, even this episode. Maybe share one of the other episodes if it's a new listener that we're bringing on board. We'll be right back.